And good morning, Moom World. It's another fantastic day in the Resistance. You're listening to Moom Theater on the Air. I'm your founder and host, Geographic, and I want to express my gratitude and give shout-outs to everyone from within our community who voted and contributed ideas for this episode. Episode 9, Chapter 9, Luna. Episode 9, Chapter 9, Luna. An endless tube of streaking light, the sensation of flying mixed with the feeling of claustrophobia, disorientation, and the pressure and feeling of water surrounding his whole body. The fear that opening his mouth would cause him to drown. He reached out, left hand in front of his face, attempting to latch onto any concrete surface as the vacuum of endless space and light around him propelled his body in ways he could hardly imagine. He wanted to grab hold of something. Anything. He forced his eyes to remain open, keeping his mouth shut at the same time as the feeling of ocean-like salt water rushed and brushed them. To his horror, three bodies float past, the body of his colleague, the vision officer, seemingly colliding with his own, and then immediately breaking into millions of fragments of glass, or sand, like the grains that fall out of an hourglass, or an atom-splitting explosion that leaves nothing behind. And then he saw it. A floating silver cord being offered, the only thing tangible in space. He reached out in desperation as he opened his mouth for air. He had to breathe. His lifeless body pressed against cold asphalt, fully splayed out, face to the ground. His hand reached out yet again, finding just enough feeling to ground him in reality. His arm shot forward from the darkness, much like a zombie erupting from the dead. He coughed water from his lungs. They glowed bioluminescent blue as he spit up. A light swept over him. Alarms sounded. Agent J stood up, stumbling, his equilibrium off base. He was right in front of where Gold Star's container used to sit. The exact location of where he was eaten, killed, by Moom, before his death. Several alphabetic agents rushed his position, guns out. He waved his hands and tried to mind link with them and to let them know that he was one of them.
No, wait! Don't shoot!
But before he could activate it in time to transmit the message, they fired, and he was hit from several directions, dropping to the ground, lifeless, yet again. 15 minutes earlier, the Port of Los Angeles was humming along, continuing its BAU, business as usual. The port had historically been less than the tiniest blip on any Fate radar, back when it was still home to Gold Star and Kevin and many other unchipped, before the event, before the emergence of this mysterious blue goo and the Moom creature. In the crane's control tower, Daniel made his rounds between operating the cranes, picking up containers, and mopping up the shit of Mike, his frozen colleague who had his motor functions disabled in a torturous standstill position. Mike was conscious enough for tears to escape his face several times per day, but not enough to speak any words of his pain into external existence. His family was simply informed that he was working overtime on port critical shifts and that he would be unable to return home for a while. His wife blindly accepted this information because it's what her Fate Clarity chip told her to do. All of his bodily byproduct had liquefied, turning the stench of the control tower into an unbearable porta-potty toilet, like those that had served thousands of patrons and baked in the sun at a weekend-long music festival. But Daniel didn't dare complain. He did his job, controlled the crane, picked up containers, and mopped the shit. Nothing more, nothing less. That was until a light swept across Gold Star's previous container position, and out of the corner of his eye, he saw what he thought was a person lying on the ground.
"What in the end's name is that?"
he said as the living hell was spooked right out of him. His instinct was to mind link with his superiors, and he did.
"Agent C, sir, I think there's a person or animal or something on the ground near the incident site. Something's wrong."
"I'm looking at it now and reviewing your mind's eye. Agents have been dispatched. Keep looking in that direction so I can maintain visual."
"Yes, sir. What else should I do?"
"Nothing. We don't know what this is yet. Q is on your mind's eye feed watching too. Maintain visual. I repeat, do not lose visual."
Port-wide safety alarms and emergency lights triggered, letting out warning cries that pierced the air. It was peak hours at Status World. The tables were hot, the music was pumping, and Gold Star was on the approach following Kevin's Fraps tips that she just finished watching on the BBS. She identified the loudest table and approached it with a solidified ego.
Hello, new player. Link or say your name now to join the next round.
A micro-sized Maasai hologram hovering to the side of the table declared,
Diamond Hands!
Diamond Hands to the frap!
Maasai announced as two dealers at the table shouted in unison,
Diamond Hands! The table is hot! You've got this!
The table itself was a thick block of floating glass with a matte frosted top finish. Above the floating table, a projector system float independently and project light down onto the matte glass surface, revealing all of the betting positions and odds. A small circular glass dish float up to her hands with another Maasai hologram popping out that said,
Please deposit your chips. Please deposit your chips.
She shook them just as Anya had explained and obeyed as lights flashed.
Diamond Hands is in the game. Place your bets.
A well-dressed gentleman across the table yelled,
Shooter! Bring me some luck.
As a woman immediately to Gold Star's right made a hand gesture as if she was flinging her hand to roll a dice. A holographic set of dice rolled across the table, skipping over each of their full range of numbers before settling.
Hard six, making coin the hard way.
The dealer shout.
Yes, you know me. I love it the hard way.
The girl shout back with piercing confidence. This all felt so cool, so appealing. What an escape, Gold Star thought.
She hit the hard six. Look at those chips stack,
said Maasai. A projection of the winnings next to the woman, aka the shooter, racked up in the form of an exciting animation that read, Hard Six, and emit across the entire Fraps table.
Wow, what a win! You just collected thousands of fate!
Goldstar gasped, holding her mouth from complete awe as she turned to her.
Yeah, that's how I roll, babe. They don't call me Luna Luck for nothing. Your bet's placed for the next roll. Watch how I shoot. I'm gonna make you fate rich.
The dice projection moved again as Luna's hand released.
Might be time to buy some new heels with the wins when I'm done.
Goldstar had followed Kevin's instructions and placed a large bet on the 6 and 8. You could see a Diamond Hands emoji on the table next to the value of her bet. Luna immediately hit an 8, putting Goldstar in profit.
Oh my god, no way!
Winner, winner, insect-enhanced dinner!
The Maasai hologram declared.
You see that, Diamond Hands? Luna's the best at this table.
Another player confirmed.
Hey, Diamond, want a drink? I'm gonna make you more money because I like you, and I can tell you've never played before.
No, I have. I play all the time.
Sure you do.
Luna snapped her fingers, and a server brought an additional drink over for Goldstar. Or around these parts, the Fraps player quickly becoming known as Diamond Hands. She knew the drinks were just water, and that all the feelings people experienced were provided and augmented by clarity, so she took a brave sip.
Yep, still just water,
he declared sarcastically as she vibed with the music and energy of the table. Luna turned in, pressing her mouth to her ear.
It might just be water for you, but for everyone else, it's incredible.
She pulled a triangular metal thing from her pocket.
Here, let me gamma it up for you. And, babe, you might want to adjust the fake clarity chip on your head. It's slipping down from too much sweat.
Luna played her discovery cool and subtle while she slid over the triangular metal vial that had some type of substance in it. Gold's excitement immediately died as she went on the defensive.
What are you trying to say? You're clearly drunk. My chip is fine.
Johnny Blaze wins on the upper deck. 27X.
Maasai said. But Goldstar barely heard the announcement as the fun was slipping away. She had a feeling shit was about to go down in a very, very bad way.
I've tried mind linking with you at least 50 times, so unless you're just rude, which I doubt, I know it's a fake chip. It's also 3 inches below where it should be. Look, Diamond Hands, this is Status World. You think it's a place for straight shooters? I don't care about your fake chip. I'm not here to judge. Now splash one drop of gamma in your drink. Let's win big and go out dancing.
She said, as if she didn't possess a care in the world, as the table kept delivering coin with each of her rolls.
So you know I'm unchipped, and your clarity didn't automatically just call the entire fate club to adjust me. And you're actually going to dance with me and not throw me into a life of serving one world. How's that even possible?
She asked with confusion while dropping her entire Fraps table character. For some reason, she trusts this girl while also being a bit suspicious. Was her chip fake too? She just seemed too cool to be chipped.
Look, we can talk about chips and how they work and all that boring stuff later, but I promise I don't care. Drink up, let's cash out and buy you some high heels and go dance at Speakeasy.
Goldstar tossed back a please don't ruin my life look. dipped the metal triangle into her drink twice, and slurped it down, slamming the cup on the table.
Yeah, I wouldn't have dipped it twice. I'm guessing you've never gammed either.
A wave of euphoria struck as sounds became colors and colors became energy. The drop of the song ramped.
Welcome to Status World, you silly little diamond,
Luna said, giving her a huge hug and a kiss on the forehead.
These girls are the luck of the entire place,
another male player shout.
This is the strongest uptrend I've ever had in 30 minutes.
Uptrend's hitting. Bullish uptrend,
said the Maasai hologram as waves of color and sound energy melted time. Goldstar looked down at her chip balance, a little blurry. With her and Luna, she had 10x'd her money and had enough to get everything she needed.
Okay, it's time for me to cash out. This was amazing, but I gotta go. Have to quit while I'm ahead.
Ugh, I hate that you're giving up when we're this hot, but fine. High heel delivery, then speakeasy. We can dance for an hour, then I'll release you, chipless.
She said jokingly, in a way that let her know that she felt someone being unchipped was okay.
Oh my god. Okay, I really do want to dance with you. I'm feeling amazing, but I have to go home in 3 hours, and there's like a guy I'm avoiding who said it was his club or something, and I really can't afford to bump into him again. So I totally embarrassed myself, and honestly, he's hot, but he's chipped, so I just can't.
Hey, I'm chipped too. What are you trying to say? I didn't judge you. But don't worry, I know everyone who goes there, and if he's truly an owner, I know that guy too, and he's not gonna bother us.
Luna and Goldstar Diamond Hands decided to make an exit. And in what seemed like the instant snap of a second, Gold converted her credits to chips, abandoned the table, and approached the white rabbit statue, walking directly through its holographic interface, placing them at the entrance of Speakeasy. A concierge intercepted Gold on her approach, providing a brand new pair of purple heels that were highly reflective. A rite of passage in order to enter this type of establishment. The bouncer at the front of the lounge stopped them abruptly. The standard, required bouncer-like buzzkill. Luna mind-linked with him, opening a session.
New friend I see?
You know me. I'm always getting into trouble and making new friends.
That's one thing we can all count on,
the bouncer replied.
Look, I want the best table in the house, and my friend here is gonna pay for it.
Why would you make her pay for it? You get the table for free. And she faded me, ignored all my mind link requests,
he said, implying something was a bit off.
I think it's good for my new friend to not know that I'm, you know, as rich as I am. I don't want her befriending me for my money.
Luna turned to Goldstar.
Okay, so listen. For some reason, my credits aren't working right now, but I'm booking us the best table in the house next to the DJ. You have to experience it. Plus, we're gonna dip a lot more of that triangle in our water, so we gotta be comfy, right?
I mean, I feel so good right now, and I wanna say yes, but I can't risk it. But how much is it?
She asked as life around her fell into a further colorful blur.
All of your chips?
What? That's insane, no way. I really need this for my family. And how could anyone pay that to sit next to a silly little DJ man and dance?
Diamond, it's okay. Don't worry. You know how much money I just won. We'll sort it afterwards, and it won't even matter. Let's do it. Come on. I know you have never partied like a rich chip head.
And in the manner of a new money mistake from getting a taste of the good life, Goldstar countered with,
Mr. Bouncer Man, I'll give you half of what it costs, and my dear Luna will give you the rest when her account is working again. You know she's good for it.
Half isn't enough. He's not gonna let us pass.
And with much less speaking skill, the bouncer spoke from his mouth.
Speak for yourself. Your friend is right. I know you're good for the other half.
The bouncer knew he would be pocketing all of the money for himself anyway, and figured that he might as well increase his pay and not miss out on Luna's seemingly strange opportunity.
Perfect. Let's go.
The DJ catered the mood as the two friends popped multiple champagne bottles, actually filled with sparkling water, at their table as tens of Luna's friends came by, exchanging drunken hugs, fist bumps, and fake aspirational next day promises. With the pop of each passing bottle, the group dipped more and more gamma into their glasses.
So listen, this gamma stuff, when mixed with the fate stuff, when you're chipped, makes everyone a bit more touchy, feely, and friendly. So if someone hugs you, or rubs you, or pets you, just go along with it. It's kind of part of the vibe.
Luna said, pressing her mouth to Gold Star's ear over the music.
It feels good for me, and I'm not even chipped. Do I even have legs anymore? I'm kind of just floating through life, enjoying the music.
The dancing and the false newly procured friendships continued.
Oh, hey! Looky who I found!
Shout a familiar voice as his hand slid onto her hip.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Diamond, this is the guy you were telling me about?
Oh, no. It is.
Personally, I'm ready to know what you being mine forever feels like. Or at least getting to know what you feel like for one night. Remember that little promise you made me earlier?
Wait, what did she promise? I guess I'm discovering new sides of you, girl.
About that, I can barely feel my face, and I'm here with my friend Luna, so we might have to postpone that arrangement, darling.
Adrian, back off.
Wait, you know him?
Wait, how well do you know her?
Aid, this is Diamond. Diamond, this is my uncle Adrian. And yes, he actually is a partner in the club, and just like I promised, I'm gonna protect you. Abe, don't be disgusting. She's my age.
What does that mean? You've never been so protective of your other Taurus friends in the past. In fact, Diamond, what Luna here isn't telling you is I've dated a few of her Taurus friends, but none were even half as beautiful as you, and none of them spoke to me with their real mouths.
Well, that's because she's unchipped, so please leave my cool new unchipped best friend alone.
Luna lets slip.
Unchipped? Interesting.
No. She's lying. I'm very chipped. I'm actually more chipped than Guamillion Doritos.
Well, the full name's Adrian Cosas. Look me up next time when my little serpent of a niece's initial charm wears off on you, which it will, and if you find yourself back in town.
He gave Gold a kiss on her hand and backed off.
Why did he say if like that? Is he gonna fuck me? I mean, fuck me over. You know what I mean.
No, well, yeah, the first one if you let him. But no to both.
Oh, God, I feel weird. Everything's pixelating.
Her arms and her legs began to wobble. She was giving in to the gamma sensation and losing grip, falling into Luna with all of her weight.
Oh, no, you're G-ing. Take deep breaths slowly. Inhale, exhale.
I'm dying. I need to get to Sergei now and Anya. I've only got like an hour left.
She collapsed to the base of Luna's legs, completely blacked out.